We invite you to bring your focus and awareness onto your physical body. It's a wonderful time right now just to send gratitude and appreciation for all the marvelous, wonderful things with the vessel that contains the energy of your soul. And we focus now on the heart area, this magnificent engine of compassion. You may even wish to place a hand on your heart, bringing your focus and awareness even deeper to that area of your body. And send a wave of love and gratitude and appreciation for this magnificent organ that is constantly beating without us even thinking about it. And we now focus our attention on all of the other organs that are connected with the heart, the lungs, all the other parts of our body, again, working behind the scenes without us even thinking about it. There is so many things happening with our body. Thank you, beautiful body of mine, for being here, supporting my beautiful soul. And dear innate, we instruct you to bring anything out of balance into balance now, to flood our chemistry with the molecules of love. And as we bathe our body in love, relax your hands onto your legs, and we invite the Master of Love to come forward with a message.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. It was little more than a month ago when I gave a message about war. Why is there still war on this planet in 2026, a year that has a new energy about it? Perhaps some of you did not see the message. Many of you did. This is kind of a review a month later. And it's a review of the purpose, you might say, that so many of you have. Dear ones, this is the time that you came for. You might say that this is the culmination of everything you came for. And it doesn't matter whether you are young or a senior. It has to do with what your experience has been so far on the planet. This would seem to be a constant and continuous message that I have given. But I'm also aware that there are many who need to hear it again and many who've never heard it. Have you ever wondered, perhaps, why are you here? Really, truly, why are you here? I will tell you that many of you watching this right now are the ones who have subscribed to a program that is presented on every single Wednesday, a program where I have directed solace to be there, to dimensional shift to be there, to love to be there, so that you have an opportunity to drop into your heart and be with family and those who are compassionate, away from the news of a day, away from perhaps the fear that the news of the day would cause you. But you still may ask the question, why am I here? Sometimes the question even goes further, says, what is my purpose on earth? This message is for old souls because these are the ones that I concentrate on always. The ones who would tune in, who would listen to this, who would perhaps subscribe to a to a program that gives you solace every single week, away from the fray, away from the chaos. That's the old soul. That's who I am talking to. I also am aware that this particular channel goes to the public as well. And the public meaning those who are perhaps mildly interested in channeling are also perhaps watching now. And some of you know what has been said a month ago and some don't. You have a brand new energy on this planet. And I will say to you yet again, don't you feel it? Truly, don't you feel that? Many old souls are looking at their own lives personally, not what's happening on the world, but their own lives, and saying, I feel different. Some are actually feeling a release, saying, I don't know what it is in these times of, that are awfully odd and strange and haven't had before, the war, all of these kinds of things that are happening and have happened, and yet I feel release. This is for the old soul who is starting to understand what this new energy might be for. And who is feeling it, perhaps, and who is not? My messages about the shift, the timing of the shift, what the ancients gave you as the timing of the shift, are all centered around something that has just happened, and that is coming out. 2026, even in this fourth month of the year, is special. But it's not something that the entire planet is involved in to the extent that the old soul is. Yes, this planet is going through something because of that timing of the cosmology, but the ones who are feeling it right now mostly are the ones who are watching. The old souls. Now let's define that yet. Once again, just for those who need to hear it. Are you aware of how deep your Akash is? What the library looks like, perhaps, in that cave of creation? What are you talking about, Kryon? I'm talking about how many times you've been here. This is a staple of the belief of metaphysics. It's also the staple of belief of millions of those on the planet who are aware that the soul makes a journey. The journey of the soul is one that comes and goes and comes and goes and comes and goes from this planet. The system is one that has you return here, dear ones. Once you start here, you don't bop off into some other planet for a while and come back. The system is one of a school of learning on this planet. The more times you're here, the more wisdom that you have. It's in your DNA. Regardless of your bloodline, because in the Akash you may very well change where you come in, why you come in, and the race that you choose to come in with may not always be the same. So your bloodline and that which is your talents and that which you have for your parents, that may change over thousands of times that you've come in. But your Akash, that's consistent. What I'm telling you is that no matter who you are, what gender you are, what race you are, if you're an old soul here, dear ones, you've probably been so many places, had so many experiences, and inside your DNA there is wisdom, real wisdom. And that is what you have at the moment that you are starting to touch in a way you never have before. It's the wise old soul that I'm speaking to now. It's the soul that knows better than to go into fear when you watch the news, knowing that there is probably something else going on with the energy, with the field, with the cosmology of the planet. You may be looking at one of the end games, you might say, of an old energy, this war. And all the things that you are experiencing now, very, very different from anything that has happened in the last decades. This is a new energy. And the old soul that you are, the thing that I spoke of more than a month ago, that is gold. That's the gold of this planet at the moment, meaning it's the most valuable thing. That's a metaphor. Your wisdom is valuable, and here is why. We speak of metaphysical things that some roll their eyes at, but it's about the power of an enlightened consciousness. Is it possible that those who vibrate higher and who wiser and who are touching that which is what the masters have can make a bigger difference on this planet than those who don't have that? And the answer is, oh my, yes. Do you understand that the higher you get in vibration and the more enlightened you get in a consciousness, I would say the more humble that you understand you are for this planet. You're humbled by the amazing grace, you might say, that you see from the partner of Gaia, the scheme. You would call it a cooperation with all of the energies around you. Wisdom lets you see that. You're connected to the earth. You know more about it than ever before. You see the energies of the field. You start to understand certain kinds of things. You know how to send compassion to those who know and need it and want it and know who you are. That's mastery. That is an enlightened human being. You're not above anyone else, dear ones, even though you might say that you're vibrating higher. You're not above anyone. Instead, you are part of everyone. You start to look into that, which is those who are suffering. Without having the empathy, it'll shut you down. Looking into it to know how to pray, and looking into it to send light to those who are in the dark, without assuming then, and the empathy of their suffering. This is mastery. This is why you're here. These are the things that we teach. The war, all that which is and has been in this 2026 is all a part of the energy we spoke of. And that is completion. You are still looking at the first year of five coming out of a very old energy. You're seeing the earth very slowly work the puzzle in its own way, and some of it is ugly. But that's humanity, dear ones. That's no different than it ever has been. What is different is the millions of those who are starting to feel that they can make a difference on this planet. And I'm not talking about making a difference perhaps in any other way, but compassionate action right now to those who need it. That is what this year is about. It's about the old souls who would watch a program like this, who are able to drop into their hearts in compassion and be still and feel the love that they have and that comes to them from that which is their soul and the soul source and the soul energy, the creative source. To be able to feel that in a way that would change everything for them, and they can drop into their heart and start to visualize peace, the end of war, where they can visualize the smiles on the faces of those who've come out of the dark and into the light and are starting then to live a normal life again. The old soul can create that and visualize that and make it happen. That's who you are. That's why I am here. I speak to old souls with a very rich and deep Akash. And I say, this is why I am in love with you, dear ones. And so it is.